Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
They provide huge value to small business leaders every morning, one segment at a time. Wow, 20 years.
You've done tons of these interviews, and you've even stopped talking long enough during these broadcasts to listen to all of us.
One of the best shows in the world.
I gotta say, a great lot of fun listening to the music you choose in between sessions.
You're out there fighting the fight for all of us. Congratulations. Keep doing a good job, buddy.
I'm honored to be a member of your Brain Trust.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. No, 7 till the hour. I'm the talk show host. You can't tell time. You think after 23 years I'd get it right, wouldn't you? Welcome back. I'm glad you're here. I'm Jim Blasingame, and the infallible Jim Blasingame. We're having a great visit with our good friend Gordon Chang. He tries to restore order when he joins us, and most of the time he's unsuccessful. Gordon, thanks again for being here. Folks, you know who Gordon is. He's one of the top China experts on the planet. I encourage you to find him on Twitter, at Gordon G. Chang. And Gordon, thanks again. You know, recently this week, the top three social media tech giants, Google, Twitter, Facebook, were interviewed by, testified before Congress, before the Senate, I should say, and got a pretty good rubbing from them because of their behavior, because of their, and it was kind of bipartisan drubbing because of their trying to control the message on their platforms. So I'll ask you a question. You're a pretty outspoken guy. Have you ever been banned or shadow banned or impeded in any way by Twitter?
Well, no, I've never been banned by Twitter. I've been losing followers, which looks suspicious, but I've never been banned by Twitter.
Other people have complained about that. Other Republicans. I've heard Republican leaders say that they've literally watched their circulation. They weren't taken off, but they watched their circulation and their followers go down. You know, they can take off.
It's a mystery to me.
They can disconnect people from you. And so they have lots of different ways. And of course we know about the ignominious banning of the New York Post report of the Bobulinski case, the Bobulinski expose on Hunter Biden that they put up a week ago, and they only maybe only recently have allowed that to be on there on Twitter. Because of the drubbing they got in the Senate. I think the Senate got that done. But when you look at what they're doing in their position with their power and with a government mandate through Section 230, when you look at what they're doing, how different is that from the way China represses information?
Okay. Just one thing. I should say that I think that part of the reason why I've lost followers is because Twitter does take down fake Chinese accounts. And so that might account for some of it. What we're seeing in China is
consider some of your stuff to be fake?
No. Beijing has established hundreds of thousands of fake accounts, which on social media sites. Mm-hmm. And the social media sites, to their credit, take those down.
Yeah.
Well, no, they can be anywhere in the world.
Yeah.
And what the social media sites, to their credit, do is they remove fake Chinese accounts.
Mm-hmm.
And so that might account for some of it. But, you know, there have been a number of conservative-leaning Twitter posters who have complained about unusual activity on their number of followers.
Mm-hmm.
So this is something that needs to be looked at. You know, on your question, China has total information control. So what Twitter is doing is not good. It's wrong. But nonetheless, it doesn't rise to the dimension of what Beijing does, because in Beijing, there is no freedom of speech at all.
But they have the ability to do that. Facebook, Google, and China have the ability. They have the algorithmic ability to do that. And that's what I worry about, Gordon. It's not. When I see what they're doing, I call that the camel's nose under the tent, right?
Yeah, and I think that in order to keep the 230 exemption, I think a social media platform should basically not ban anything that right. is not illegal. Right. That's not what most people think, but I do believe that if you're going to have that critical 230 exemption, you should not be banning stuff that is legal. Mm-hmm. It might be horrible, but nonetheless, it should be on the site. Because we have laws to do that. That's what for the legislature to do. Mm-hmm. Now, if a social media site doesn't want 230 protection, they can do whatever they want. This is a free country. The First Amendment does not apply to them. But once you get that benefit, when a really critical benefit, immunity from lawsuit, then I think that you've got an obligation to allow all voices that are legal on the site.
That is well said. Gordon, at Gordon G. Chang on Twitter. Find him there. Gordon, thanks for being here. Good job. Come back soon.
Thank you very much, Jim.
We'll see you next time. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.